Ellen, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
You're having a fine time these days, celebrating the 10th anniversary of one of the city's most successful neighborhood-located arts centers. So what's been going on?
This has been an exciting year for us as we look back over the past 10 years and all of the growth that's occurred since that original time 10 years ago when residents came together to save the old Kennedy Mansion that was slated for demolition. And looking back at all of what has been achieved and what we have to look forward to. Specifically this year, we have created a video about the first 10 years, which viewers can see online at our website. And we also put out a call to artists and selected an artist to create a special installation on the grounds of the Art Center in honor of our 10th year.
And when will that be?
Well, the installation is now on view and will remain on the front lawn through the end of September. It was created by local artist Karen Saunders. She has created a forest consisting of 10 trees, one to symbolize each year of the Art Center's existence, surrounding a pond, which symbolizes the place where people gather and really signifies that Kennedy Heights Art Center is a place for nourishment, not just for the individual, but for our entire community.
It sounds perfect for a 10th anniversary celebration.
Yes, we were very excited. We think that Karen is a fine artist and very inventive in her use of materials, but also that she really was able to personify what Kennedy Heights Art Center is all about.
And this is on the grounds of the center.
Yes, it's right in our front lawn. So people who drive by along Montgomery Road will view that, as well as individuals who come to see the exhibition in our gallery, as well as this installation. And really unique aspect is it will glow in the dark. So Karen has utilized glow tape and glow paint so that the installation takes on a whole different personality at night. So come by during our gallery hours in the week to see the installation, as well as a show of work by other art instructors at Kennedy Heights Art Center that's in the gallery, but also drive by again at night so that you can see the forest glow.
Tell me about the show.
The show, entitled Planting the Seed, features five of the Art Center's core faculty. This actually is the first time that we have had a faculty show, and I don't know why, because we have such amazing art instructors who are not only gifted educators, but fine artists themselves. And so the show features Cedric Michael Cox, Natalie Hager, Karen Saunders, Paul Lowell, and Robin Hartman, and each works in different media, from painting and drawing to mixed media and fiber and photography. And it's a great opportunity for not only our students and local community, but for the public at large to view the innovative work that is being created by our teaching artists.
Now, other important news from the center is the development of the Lindner Annex, which will expand your activities in a number of interesting ways. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in our 10th year, we decided it was time to grow again. Kennedy Heights Art Center is really excited to be working in partnership with some other nonprofits, Kennedy Heights Development Corporation and Kennedy Heights Montessori Center, to redevelop a neighboring property, which was a former Kroger grocery store that has sat vacant and empty for a dozen years. This fall, we'll break ground on this exciting new cultural campus in Kennedy Heights, and it will make room for a large satellite expansion for Kennedy Heights Art Center. We'll own 11,000 square feet unit in the building in which we will house the Carl, Robert, Richard, and Dorothy Lindner Annex, which will provide space for a variety of expanded programming.
So will you do shows there, or will you have classes there? How will you be using that space?
The space is providing opportunities for us to offer programming that will not currently suit our historic home facility. So we are developing a 3,000 square foot multi-purpose event center, which will allow us to expand into performing arts, both teaching, dance, theater music classes, but also as a venue for performances. We also are developing the Scripps Howard Media Arts Center, in which we will expand into offering classes in animation and digital design and photography and video. Then lastly, we are creating artist studios for individual artists to have a space to work, and that we will be creating 11 studios.
So how will artists go about establishing the right to use one of those?
Well, artists should contact Kennedy Heights Art Center now. We anticipate that the studios will be ready for occupancy next spring, and they will be available on a rental basis, and they're totally newly developed facility, so I think it will be very attractive for artists. Most of the studios are about 250 square feet, which was, in our research, of size that is accessible to many artists. There are a few that are a little bit larger. We also will be offering a large group studio to a artist guild in the area.
Well, it's a really exciting time. What else is coming up?
We are excited this fall to be a part, once again, of Photo Focus, and we'll be presenting an exhibition of photographs by Michael Keating, a former Cincinnati Inquirer photographer for 3 decades, and his show, Cincinnati Shadow and Light, really will take a look at the history of our community in small and large ways, and I think will be a delight for everyone.
Is Michael Keating a Kennedy Heights resident?
He is not, but he has had some associations with us in the past, and really was a great opportunity for us to be able to show his work. We really see this facility as being a draw for people throughout the region, a wealth of arts and cultural resources that everyone may enjoy. Now, it'll always be at the core of our mission to improve the life of the community that we're in. So that means both serving local residents in the area and engaging them, but also making the neighborhood that we are a part of more vibrant, more engaging, and more inclusive.
We've been talking with Ellen Muse Lindemann, director of the Kennedy Heights Arts Center. Thanks so much, Ellen, for coming in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.